Film study time on Vikings game plan. Vikings in Washington begins the second half of the season. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, is here to extensively and exclusively look at a sneaky good Washington defense, specifically that corner Josh Norman, right?
Right. They have a lot of talent in the back end and some powerful guys up front. It's a defense that's been trending upward, and we're going to take a look at exactly how they've done, especially against the Seattle Seahawks.
They just put Russell Wilson on 21 incompletions at the Cappuccino Capital, which is really tough to do. Let's begin here.
It is, and we mentioned in the beginning the talent. Right here you're going to keep an eye on Josh Norman, who can really run and cover with anybody. We're familiar with that with Xavier Rhodes. And one of the things that you're seeing is you get to right here, Norman, he's looking back at the football. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the biggest thing that you're going to see with DBs in the NFL, the ones that don't look back. They never look back for the football. Norman does that here. So when you're looking back, the referee is not going to see it as interference. There's a lot of contact here. But because of both of these, the defender and the wide receiver had their eyes back for the football, you're probably not going to get it. But the finishing touch is that right hand that he gets right in there at the end to get the football out. So corners, you talk about ball skills and those kinds of things. That's exactly that. Going up, the timing's right, getting the hand in the right spot, looking back for the football. So it takes more than just being, you know, super talented to be a, you know, very, very good defensive back. So one of the things that Seattle likes to do, they like to do what? They like to play fake, try to pull the underneath coverage in. This is kind of a gotcha route that Seattle wants to run here because it looks like a bootleg. And it looks like this receiver is going to run the deep over, but he decides to go back out. So it's kind of like a post-corner type route, their chance of taking a shot deep.
Holy cow.
He takes it deep. Russell has time to set his feet.
Look at the coverage all over the place. It's outstanding.
It is. It's almost like an umbrella coverage where they have four people deep. But one-on-one ball, they're going to win these most of the time. So very, very competitive, very smart. You're seeing this defense being very well coached. They pattern read, meaning they play zone, but they man up in their zone. That takes a team watching film and knowing what they're going to look at. So you take a look at this situation. Seattle, 1, 2, 3, 4 wide receivers to this side. They do have four defenders in the area, and they have their two safeties deep. This guy here, one-on-one on the backside.
Yep.
So they're going to bunch them up to do what? Spread them out. These guys know that, and they all know what which positions and where they're covering and who has what. So when Russell gets the top of his drop right here, there really isn't anybody coming open.
No.
So because of that, and the other thing that we see consistently, these guys aren't necessarily one-on-one pass rushers where they're going to beat guys one-on-one. They do a very, very good job of this, though. And it could be some of it's because against Russell Wilson, and he's a good scrambler, but they built a nice pocket around him. So Russell really, he kind of wanted to step up and run here, but nothing was really there. And by this time,
got open here.
He's flustered. Now these routes are coming open.
Yeah.
But what the Redskins did, though, Paul, is they held at the right time. They were in the right spots at the right time. And as the play extends, coverage doesn't really necessarily break down. And another 50-50 ball because Russell Wilson sees his receiver behind the safety, but there's the makeup speed, there's the athleticism, there's the ball skills going up, knocking the ball away. Against the run, also very stout. They like the blitz, they like the stunt, they're active. This guy right here, McGee, is a big physical fella. He's a lot like Linval Joseph. And you'll see here, he's able to move. Now what they're doing is they're running a bit of a pirate stunt, sending the three technique in the end in, off the edge, and the Mike linebacker going. So they're trying to, this is the zone rush. This is a run stopping.
They got 9 in the box.
Exactly right. This is a zone rushing type, run stopping type of a defense. And then on this side, you want to loop and loop and make this thing cut back. So this is the soft run side, really, of this defense, of this play. And because of the size and the movement, he steps, rips that arm in there, gets skinny, puts his arm in the back of the guy next to him, gets his shoulder square, and he's able to come back and make a play.
So that's your guy McGee.
He's for a big man, a guy who's north of 300 pounds, he can still move. And we're used to big bodied guys making plays. This guy right here, when you worry about a guy, when you worry about him, you always have two people on him. So they're gonna double team him with over 600 pounds of offensive linemen.
Yep.
He's still strong enough to be able to hold that gap, just like he is right here. So he gets that hard hit from the center,
yep,
brings him to his knee, but he still keeps himself turn and he gets in between so that way they can't push him completely out of the hole.
Yep.
So a very, very tough guy to move, but on one knee hits Lacey and then delivers a blow. I mean, you see those dreadlocks in the back of his head, boom, putting his shoulder in him and forcing him back. So McGee is a big body. He's a good pass rusher when he takes guys down the middle. So guys like Elflein, who may be giving up a few pounds, they're going to really have to make sure fundamentally that that they keep everything together. All right, so sticking with McGee, one of my favorite big guys. You get the speed rush from the outside. So in this case, when he's, as he gets up to the top, you see Russell Wilson have to step up because of the rush, and now he's on the run. He's on the move. A 300-pound guy can't run with a quarterback, right? Russell Wilson even gives him the obligatory pump fake,
yep.
Gets him to double step, but he puts it back in gear. Now, Russell does get 3 or 4 yards, but that is a 300-pound man chasing down a 5-foot, wherever he went, 11 quarterback, and the big guy kind of won in that play. So it's a combination, and I think you hit a good point with Greg Minuski and his teaching fundamentally sound football. These guys definitely understand passing concepts that teams go against, so they're able to play zones and match those things up. So they're a very athletic group, they're a very well-coached group, and our offense is going to have their work cut out for them.